Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
For first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you transcribed One Man's Family. Overheard between Clifford and Maudie in Maudie's apartment.
Here you are, honey. Box of flowers for you.
Oh, Cliff, how wonderful.
And here's a box of candy.
Now, this is too much.
Baby, it ain't half enough. Won't be long before I'm bringing you diamonds.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. Take Alka-Seltzer when you're suffering with a headache. See how fast Alka-Seltzer can relieve your distress. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers called sodium acetyl salicylate. And another thing, Alka-Seltzer is already in solution when you take it. It's ready to go to work instantly. That's why it brings such fast relief. Yes, think first of Alka-Seltzer whenever you have a headache. Drink Alka-Seltzer and see how fast you feel better. Always depend on Alka-Seltzer for the soothing, comforting relief you want.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Chapter 17, Book 82. A late afternoon fog has settled over San Francisco's marina. Up a few blocks from the yacht harbor, Maudie Pemberton looks out her apartment window and pensively watches the traffic moving mistily across Golden Gate Bridge. She's tired. She's been on night duty at the hospital, and today has seemed all turned around. The wintry daylight is waning, and she moves away from the window and lights a lamp. She picks up a magazine, and as she sits down, Clifford Barber's unmistakable knock beats a rat-a-tat on her door.
Come on in, Cliff.
Hiya.
Hello. Don't tell me you're through work this early.
Yeah, I gave notice to the Elkhorn outfit that I was leaving them. And right now, I'm on my way to meet Dad and Emmett Harper at my new place of business.
Oh, Cliff, is it all set?
Practically.
Wonderful.
Here, what'll I do with these?
Hmm?
Got some flowers for you, honey.
Oh, Cliff, I wondered what that big box was. Here, I'll get a vase.
Oh, I'll get it. Here, you open them up. And here's a box of candy.
Well, Cliff, this is too much.
Baby, it ain't half enough. One of these days, I'll be bringing you diamonds. Now, where's the vase?
On the shelf by the kitchen sink.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
Oh, Cliff, you better bring the tall vase. From the looks of this box, these flowers are going to have long stems.
Yeah, all right.
Nobody's brought me flowers in ages.
Huh?
Oh, nothing. I was talking to myself.
That's what comes from living alone.
Oh, how beautiful. Cliff, these are simply gorgeous. I love red roses.
I can't hear you.
My freshest spring. I adore them.
You what?
I'll wait till you come in.
All right. Well, here you are. I get too much water in this vase?
No, that's fine, thanks. Just set it here on the table.
Yeah, okay.
Smell.
Yeah, hothouse flowers. Dad says they don't compare with the ones he grows. No perfume.
Well, sit down there and tell me what's happened while I arrange these.
Yeah. Well, I got off early today because Dad wanted me to come over and meet this guy Harper. He's a fellow who owns the business Dad's going to buy into for me. Because he wants to see if we're going to like each other before he closes the deal.
Well, it must be pretty well settled. Didn't you say you'd give a notice you were leaving the Elkhorn Realty Company?
Yep. Elkhorn's losing his star salesman. But that's life, Morty, onward and upward. Am I right, my pretty maid?
Right.
And now that I'm about to branch out into a solid citizen, business of my own, so to speak, what is the dope on us?
On us? What do you mean?
Hey, your memory isn't that short. Don't you remember me? I'm the guy who proposed to you the other night.
Oh.
Oh. Look, now, will you stop fussing with those roses and pay some attention to me?
All right. But they're so beautiful, Cliff. I can hardly take my eyes off of them. Awfully sweet of you to bring them.
From now on, that's the way it's going to be, Morty. Flowers all the time. In sickness and in health and I forget how the rest of it goes. Anyway, you're going to have everything you ever wanted. A mink coat.
Now, wouldn't I look ridiculous in a mink coat? It'd make me look 10 pounds heavier. But I need something to make me look slimmer.
Oh, don't you give me that. You look pretty swell to me, just as you are.
You're just feeling sort of high this afternoon. All this success has gone to your head. You're not seeing things the way they really are.
Well, Morty, what are you trying to do?
Hmm?
You giving me the runaround or something? Every time I try to tell you how I feel about you, you turn into a gag or change the subject. What goes? Don't you believe me when I tell you these things? I know I kid around a lot, but I can be serious once in a while, you know?
Well, I don't doubt that, Cliff.
Okay, then suppose we level off here and be serious for a minute.
Well, Cliff, to be honest with you, I think it's a little too early to be too serious.
Oh, I don't get it. What do you mean, too early?
Well, too soon, then. I told you the other night when you... Well, when you said you thought you might want to get married.
I didn't say I thought. I laid it right on the line. Will you marry me? Bang, just like that. And you said you'd have to think it over.
Yes.
Okay. You've had time to think it over. So, what's the dope?
The dope is what I just told you, that there hasn't been time enough yet. I'm still in my thinking period.
Oh. In other words, you haven't made up your mind yet.
Well, yes.
Uh-huh. Maudie, you're not trying to let me down easy, are you? You know what I mean.
Clifford, you need time to think about this, too. Suppose this new business becomes successful beyond anything you ever dreamed of.
Okay, so what?
Why, it'll change your whole life. You'll have a completely new set of values, with new ideas, new friends. Everything may be different in a few months.
Yeah, that's true, but don't you think...
Cliff, I think this. You don't know what you're after yet.
Huh?
Now, just a minute now. It wasn't so very long ago that you were scared to death I might get too serious and want to push you into getting married.
Oh, look, Maudie,
and then you decided you wanted to get married. Well, maybe that'll change, too, and you'll decide that isn't what you want at all.
Mm-mm. I'm not going to change. I've made up my mind you're the person I want to be my wife, and I don't think I'll feel any different about it 6 months from now, or whether I make $1 million or whether I fall flat on my face in this new business. Of course, if you want to wait and see what happens, there's nothing I can do about it, I guess, but... But I intend to work like the dickens and make a go of this deal Dad's buying into. You're not worried about that, are you?
I told you from the very beginning you could do anything you made up your mind you wanted to do.
I know you have, and the confidence you've had in me is the reason everything's broken so well for me. I never would have done it if it hadn't been for you, Maudie.
Well, now you've proved it to yourself. You can be independent of me, and that's the way it should be.
Oh, but that's the point. I don't want to be independent of you, honey. I'll probably need you more than ever when I find myself pretty much on my own here before long.
Well, I'll be around, ready to give you the needle when you start to weaken.
Okay, all right. And for the time being, then everything will go along just as it is, won't it, Marty? I mean, I can drop in any old time the way I've been doing, and... Well, just because you're going through a thinking period, that doesn't mean anything has to be different with us, does it?
Oh, I'll expect you to report in as to your progress, young man, and if I see any lagging, you can expect me to...
Oh, sit still, Marty. I'll get the phone for you.
Oh, thanks. Hello? Oh, how are you, Mr. Barber?
Gosh, I've kept them waiting, I guess.
Oh, what was that? Yes, he is. Just a minute. Your dad wants to talk to you.
I wonder how he knew I was here. Oh, hi, Dad. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize what time it was. Oh, yeah, sure. Is Mr. Harper sore? Well, I thought I'd drop by Morty's for a second on my way over there, and we got talking.
Here, Cliff, let me have it.
Oh, just a second, Dad.
Mr. Barber, oh, I just wanted to tell you it's all my fault. Yes, it is. Cliff would have been there by now, but I kept him. Uh-huh. Well, I was so interested in the wonderful thing you're doing for him that I insisted on his staying and telling me all about it.
Quite all right, my dear. Huh? Well, Mr. Harper and I were sitting here, and it got a bit past the time we were expecting Clifford, so I thought I'd find him at your place. Oh, no harm done. But you tell him to get a move on and get over here. Mr. Harper wants to get on home. Yeah, very well, my dear. Goodbye. Yes, he was at Maudie's, all right, Mr. Harper. Miss Pemberton, the young lady I was telling you about.
Uh-huh. Say he's going to marry her?
Been expecting them to announce it. But I suppose my son wants to get himself established in this business first before he takes that step.
Uh-huh. I've got to be getting home before long. Have to drive pretty slow. Fog's getting heavy. How long did it take him to get here?
Oh, he'll be here very shortly now.
I'll wait a few minutes. Of course, as far as the business end's concerned, I think we've got all that cleared up. There's nothing for him to do, really. We'd like to meet him, though, see what kind of associate I'm going to have.
Oh, Clifford has a fine personality. People always take to him.
Uh-huh. Well, if you're willing to put all this money into this business, you must have faith in him. You're going to keep it in your name, however, the way I understand it.
For the time being, yes.
Uh-huh. You realize you must have your wife's signature on this before we'll be ready to go into escrow.
Yeah, yeah, community property.
Well, if your son's a worker, we can make money. I've been out in this district over 30 years now, and I've done very well. But I can't get out and hustle the way I used to. And you've got to hustle in the real estate business. Yes, and I've seen a lot of these personality boys. And I'll trade you a dozen of them for one that's worked up a sweat by the end of the day. So if your son thinks he's going into something easy, I'd advise you to get out of this right now. Because I can always sell this half interest you're buying. I'm just being frank with you, Mr. Barber. Glad to hear he's going to get married. That usually settles a man down. Sooner the better, I'd say. In my experience, that a man who's courting doesn't amount to much. Always running off to see the girl. We have an example of that today. Keeps us waiting while he's paying court. Course, that'll all stop once he's married. Won't be long after that till he's making excuses not to see her, right?
We apparently have had different results in our marital relationship.
No, don't get me wrong. I've got a fine little woman. I was speaking of marriage in general.
I happen to have great faith in marriage, Mr. Harper. And if my son does marry Miss Pemberton, as I hope he does, I intend to transfer this half interest I'm buying from you into the name of Mr. and Mrs. Clifford Barber. That will be my wedding gift to them.
Well, you're certainly not giving them a plaything. This is costing you a lot of money.
I'm aware of that. At the same time, it may serve to illustrate, Mr. Harper, that I don't lack confidence in my son, nor in the institution of marriage.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Bactine is wonderful. That's what all the folks who have tried it are saying. And friends, we want you to know about this remarkable new family antiseptic, too. We're sure that when you try Bactine, you'll never be without it in your home. Here is a powerful antiseptic and germicide that fights germs effectively, yet it is soothingly gentle, does not hurt like harsher antiseptics, does not stain skin nor clothing. It has a fresh, clean odor, too. In addition to its antiseptic qualities, Bactine has so many, many uses in your home. For example, Bactine helps relieve the itching and combat the infection of athlete's foot. It is also a wonderful household and sick room disinfectant and sanitizer. Try your first bottle of Bactine on our no-risk, double-your-money-back guarantee. Here's all you do. Get a bottle of Bactine from your druggist and use it. If you don't think it is the finest all-round antiseptic and germicide you ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Yes, double your money back if you don't like Bactine. Your druggist has Bactine in 30 and 70-cent size bottles. Be sure you ask for Bactine, Bactine. Here's the family again.
Nice to have met you, Mr. Harper. Sorry I was late.
Well, it has to be a first time for everything, I guess.
Yeah, you bet.
But we'll get along better if the first time is also the last.
Friends, remember, try Bactine, the marvelous new family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide. Get it on the no-risk guarantee of double your money back if you're not satisfied. Go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine. Try it for many of its amazing uses. Then, if you don't think Bactine is the finest family antiseptic you've ever used, if you don't find more uses for it than any other antiseptic you've ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Get Bactine right away. Bactine. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Fanny signs on the dotted line. Chapter 18, Book 82. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.